You're listening to DraftKings Network.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Make sure you see where it says, I voted.
I saw that, Bob. Congrats.
Did you vote?
Good job, Bob.
What, you think he stole the sticker?
Maybe he's got a roll of stickers that every election day he just puts it on.
Yeah.
I could see Bob being a poll worker.
Bob, you're a poll worker?
I could be. I'll be retired soon. That would be a nice thing to do with my spare time.
Yeah, we need to talk about that, Bob, because I was telling Amin, I want to go on road trips with you. Oh, I think we mentioned it on the air, but I want to go on road trips with Bob and kind of just tour the country.
I want to come.
You can come, Chris.
All right.
Good.
But the thing is that at some point we're going to have to draw a line, right? Because like
we're going to need a bigger RV.
Well, we're going to need a big. But how about this, Bob? If we're all on the RV together and we turn it into show content, that's how we expense the RV and you
this
get a nice little RV.
It.
You know what
this
I mean?
This guy gets it.
It's exactly right. Yeah. But at a certain point, we can't have everyone on the road because Dan will be like, why am I the only one here? And everyone's on the road with Bob, you know? So we need to kind of be strategic.
What if we just limit it to us right here?
Yeah, that would be bad.
Us two,
you know, kind of showing favoritism to Bob over Dan.
Yeah. Well, but you're retired at this point, so it's not.
Yeah, like they can't get you there.
Anymore. Maybe we are too.
You're okay.
Imagine how many elevators Chris Cody could review on this
wow.
trip.
Wow.
There you go. Now you're starting to think because you're layering, right? We're layering ideas. We have the RV show. We have the elevator pitch show. What else do we have?
And
we
it's
have
all under
Twine's attraction.
Bob wants to. What attraction do you want to see the most, Bob?
Geez, I don't know. But the first one of the giant muskel lunch, that was really cool.
There you go.
The giant what?
I don't know.
It's a fish.
Oh.
Yeah.
Up in Minnesota.
Is it that creepy looking, prehistoric looking fish?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Those things are so cool. Have you ever caught one of them?
I've never seen one.
Oh, they're vicious.
I mean, you haven't caught one of those?
Yeah. not in my usual fishing sojourns.
Hmm.
Well, you get to do that when you live near the Canadian border.
Yeah.
Which is what that's your plan, right?
Yeah. It's
Bob's gonna retire up.
I see this don't touch the dust thing.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to get something to fix that.
Can we? Yeah, because
I love how he's like
meetings online. Yeah.
Yo, last week I got yelled at for like picking up my phone and putting it down on the desk. Like, oh, it's getting picked up. I'm like, well, why? It's because we put in this boom arm. I'm like, well, isn't there a better way to do this?
Well, I'm going to have to figure that out because I like the boom better than that.
Let's walk it out. Talk it out on air.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let the mind of the engineer.
Maybe we shouldn't go into that because, you know,
people love behind the scenes stuff.
We're still trying to figure that out. I'm thinking I get some, well, I don't know. You're rolling or not?
Oh we've been rolling all the time.
This has been all of it.
Okay. Slice and dice. I'm thinking we got to get some kind of felt or something to put above and below the nut below and above before the mounting plate, and maybe that will give us a little buffer
insulation there. I like it. Like is that gonna like cancel the noise? Is there?
I'm not super optimistic. I mean, it's not gonna be like that suspension mount, but the suspension mount is not the most attractive thing and kind of blocks out, you know, a lot of the visuals.
Yeah.
So.
It's funny how it's like kind of a toss-up. This is grown as an industry, like how the mics are positioned, because we did it like this with a suspension mic. Is that what you call it? A suspension.
Well, it's
stand?
A desk. Yeah. Desk stand with a suspension mount.
Yeah, like
those rubber bands, they suspend the microphone in midair.
Speaking of nuts, someone tweeted at me, there's a giant pistachio in New Mexico. Huh. Roadside attraction. We could take our RV there.
We could.
That would be great.
Do you guys have the RV? You want the one that expands out? You know how like when you park it, it gets wider?
Yeah, should we do that or should we get like a tour bus that has bunks?
Oh, ooh, a tour bus would be good. Yeah, bunk beds.
We could have like a dozen of us.
And it has like a curtain
there.
And you could just slide it open.
Have you guys ever been on one of those?
No.
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 I have.
Wow.
It is strange.
So were you actually asking us or did you just want to be able
that's
to segue?
That's what this is. Exactly.
Two birds, one stone.
It's on Cinepole, we call that the Cobra formula, where you ask a question trying to elicit a certain answer because you actually want to say this thing. Man, it's strangely comfortable. Like, it's not big. It's like a coffin. But I got in there and I was like, this actually could go to sleep pretty easily.
How tight is it to your face, like the top?
There's not a whole lot of space.
It's not claustrophobic. I'd be claustrophobic
I thought it would. And when I got in there and there's a little power plug, I plugged my phone in. And so lying on my side, I could look at my phone. And then I just went to sleep. I was like, this is perfect.
So wait, you can lay sideways?
Yes.
Okay.
It's wide enough for
that. I thought it was just like you're either face down or face up.
No. You can be sideways, but it's not a whole lot of room. It's not like you can't sit up, for instance.
Who's going to drive? Bob, do you have a license to drive one of these? Because now as the bus is getting bigger, we're changing now driver's license needs.
Yeah. We need a D, right?
I don't know.
Well, you used to work on tour buses, didn't you?
Well, I traveled on tour buses a few times, yeah.
But not driving?
Like, I mean, not driving.
Well,
no.
What are you certified to drive? Like one that you
my
tow?
My car.
Oh.
I did have
no
a
CDL?
Class B CDL at one point.
Yeah?
What's that for?
That's for a large straight truck up to 26,000 pounds.
Huh.
What bunk? But that is not a tractor.
Including
Bob,
our
that was off
luggage?
The dome.
What bunk did you have on this tour bus that you...
Oh, a couple different. I was on a couple of different tours on a bus.
But like if you had first choice, were you going bottom bunk?
I would go bottom. Yeah. That's easiest.
Easiest.
So the rookie always gets the top bunk, right?
Yes. That would have been me.
Did you ever have like a rookie try to get bottom bunk and you're like, hey, get up there, buddy?
No, I'm always like the junior guy.
Yeah. No, there's definitely a strategy to it. I wouldn't go bottom. It's the second from the bottom. That's
that
the one. There's
good.
One where it's perfect. Like it's like the size, you know, the height of a regular bed.
And you can roll out.
You can roll in, roll out real easy. The bottom one, you're kind of, you got to kind of scrunch up.
You probably feel the bumps more.
Yeah.
Ooh, I don't know. I've never been
Well, Bob, where do you feel the bumps more?
I couldn't answer that. It's too many moons ago.
Bob, you drive into work, don't you?
I do.
Okay, great. Mm. Okay, so here's...
Eligible for the game.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, Bob. We were having a contest. I think that you're aware of this. You may not be. Dan's not here. Do you know where Dan parks? Do you know Dan's parking spot?
Yes.
Okay, so Dan's parking spot...
Coveted
you
spot.
Said that you drive by it the same way I do. You're like, why does this guy get this spot? I agree with you, Bob.
So it's
I see the sign.
Yeah, well...
Condescending sign,
isn't it? It is a condescending sign.
Like the sign needs
to be
updated.
The sign might as well said, all you other peasants up
what
there.
What does the sign say?
ESPN.
Oh, God, don't say that on Metalark Media.
Anyway, the point is, Bob, that spot is just sitting vacant this week. So we decided that's going to be given away as a prize to people who are eligible. Now, the people that are eligible are the people who are driving or people who are willing to rent a car just to take the spot so someone else can't have it.
Power move.
People who are in that day or people who will be in the next day. Because if you're not in today, you can't win because it's based on today's performance. So tomorrow you can participate. If you're not going to be here tomorrow... You can't win because why would we give you a prize that you're not going to be able to use?
I'm out.
Correct. So Jess is out of the running. Now, Bob.
She could have her Uber guy parked there.
Huh?
There you go. Oh, she's here at work.
Good idea.
Doesn't get a flat tire.
Hmm. Well, Bob, you're now eligible. At first, it was just going to be people
that
were in this room at the time.
Oh, yeah, I'm with it. I understand the game.
So you're eligible. You're eligible. You were originally going to be the person who decided who won the spot. Yeah. Yeah, no, well, for those who are catching up.
No, I think that's it. I think that's fair. I'm not eligible.
No, you are. You definitely are.
I would like to reach out to the class and say, I think Bob should get the spot tomorrow.
That.
Because wow, Bob is so good in the post game. I think Bob gets a spot
Bob
tomorrow.
Bob spot. Bob spot. Bob spot. Bob spot. Bob spot.
So parking it.
You're here tomorrow, right?
Parking We're parking it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so Bob gets the spot. We're all in agreement on this?
We'll all be offended if you don't.
Bob was the MVP of today.
All right, what do we got to do to get approval to use that spot?
That's
it. You just park.
You just park it. Yeah,
don't worry.
You get that spot.
The other thing, I don't want to get towed away.
That's the only thing. Is the person that wins the first time is kind of like
Dan will cover it.
There you go. So we're good.
Wow, that's easy.
Dan will cover it.
Just tell Hildy. Yeah. All right, so Bob wins.
All right.
That was easy.
Go to Bob.